Hello, welcome back to Urology for Everyone podcast. This is Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelivigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital, Bangalore. Today, we will talk on a modern epidemic which is affecting the whole world, and India is no exception. That is diabetic kidney disease. We all know diabetes is one of the most common medical condition across the globe. And in India, there are more than 60 million diabetics, and the numbers are growing every year at an alarming pace. As a urologist, I will be talking on how diabetes affects the kidney. Now, before we get into what is diabetic kidney disease, let us look at some basics. For example, what is diabetes? It is a chronic illness where the blood sugar levels are very high. This is because our body cannot generate enough insulin, or even if it generates enough insulin, there is a condition called insulin resistance, which means a conversion of glucose into non-glucose products is not possible. So there are two types of diabetes: type 1 diabetes, where the insulin production is low, and type 2 diabetes, where the insulin production is normal but there is resistance to its action. So that is about diabetes. Now, what is kidney disease? The kidneys are meant to filter out toxins and water from the body to keep our body in balance. If they stop functioning, or if the functioning is less, then they fail to remove the toxins and water from the body. There are other functions of the kidney also, but let us not go into them and stick to the removal of toxins and water from the body. So the waste products build up in the body, leading to various complications. When this happens because of diabetes, it is called diabetic nephropathy. It can happen at any age and in both type 1 and type 2 diabetic patients. Now, how does diabetes cause kidney disease? Uncontrolled blood sugars, especially over a period of many years, can damage blood vessels present in the kidneys. This causes decreased blood supply to some parts of the kidney, which are responsible for filtering water, electrolytes, and toxic products. So, because of insufficient filtration, or sometimes because of excessive filtration, the kidneys get damaged, and this leads to a condition called diabetic nephropathy. If the patient also has high blood pressure, it can worsen the situation. Now, what are the symptoms of diabetic kidney disease? In the early phases, there are no symptoms at all. The only way anyone can detect diabetic kidney disease is by a regular urine test for proteins and blood test for creatinine. So any diabetic should undergo these tests once in 6 months, because as I told, there are no symptoms of early diabetic kidney damage. However, once the disease becomes progressive, then it can give rise to various problems like worsening of the hypertension, swelling of the feet and ankles, loss of appetite, fatigue, and in very late stages, shortness of breath. All this is because of the accumulation of fluid and toxins in the body. That's why I re-emphasize that it is very essential to detect it at an early stage by doing urine and blood test. Now, do all diabetic patients develop kidney disease? The answer is no. Now, who are the patients who develop kidney disease? Those who have poorly controlled blood sugar, especially over many years, and if it is associated with high blood pressure, it worsens the situation. What also worsens the situation is smoking and also high cholesterol in the blood. Those with a family history of kidney diseases are also prone to getting diabetic kidney disease more often than others. Now, how do you diagnose diabetic kidney disease? You have to go to a doctor, and a nephrologist is the right person to diagnose and treat diabetic kidney disease. He will order some blood tests, especially hemoglobin, electrolytes, blood urea nitrogen, and serum creatinine, and also lipid profile, And he will also ask you to undergo some urine test to see how much protein is excreted in 24 hours. Ultrasound of the abdomen also detects the size and the texture of the kidneys and gives a clue whether kidneys are affected by diabetes. And in some situations, a kidney biopsy has to be done to know exactly what is the problem in the kidney. A kidney biopsy is when you take a few millimeter bits of the kidney and see it under a microscope to make a diagnosis. What are the treatments for diabetic kidney disease? We should emphasize on prevention. Controlling blood pressure, hypertension, cholesterol, and quitting smoking are the most important preventive measures. Once diabetic kidney disease has set in, then you have to seek a nephrology consultation wherein they will advise you medications and some diet control. And you have to be on regular follow-up with a nephrologist to control blood sugar, the kidney function, and hypertension. If the kidney disease is very much advanced, then the kidneys are unable to excrete water and toxins and electrolytes, in which case dialysis is needed. The nephrologist will advise you whether the dialysis is temporary or permanent, depending on how much damage has taken place. So I hope we all have learned something about diabetic kidney diseases and the preventive aspect of it. I'll be back with a new podcast next time. Till the time, bye.